I'm a doctor, but I suppose alternative medicine is as serious as traditional medicine. And I don't use it necessarily when people are sick. I use alternative medicine together with conventional therapies. This is known as complementary medicine. I think anything natural can help. There is a natural treatment for just about everything under the sun, and I would be far more likely to trust a natural substance over a man-made chemical. I believe homeopathy, for example, is very good because it is the tried and true old-fashioned medicine that our ancestors used. In simple words, homeopathy is when you give the patient a very small dose of a substance, such as coffee, to make a patient sleep, which in large doses causes insomnia in a healthy person. Such complementary or alternative practice like yoga or massage can improve overall well-being, but sometimes even yoga can hurt someone with a health condition like back problem if they are not done properly.
Yes, now I believe that some spots in our body are really connected to organs inside us. I work in an office and I have to sit a lot during the working day. I had terrible backache, and traditional medicine didn't help me well. Thanks to reflexology, my back feels much better now. Practitioners believe that certain areas on the feet and hands are linked to other areas and organs of the body. These points that a specialist touches send reflexes. Doctors recommend reflexology as a complementary therapy, but it should not replace medical treatment. Most people find reflexology for the most part to be very relaxing. It promotes relaxation, improves circulation, soothes tired feet, and encourages overall healing. And it cures stress, headaches, insomnia, back pain as well.
I have a basic understanding of how modern medicine works. People have a yearly checkup, take medicine when they are sick, if they break a bone, and they are good as new. And actually, I don't believe that alternative medicine can have any positive effect. As a doctor, I'm very suspicious of such things. Traditional medical doctors are not only trained, they are licensed. Unfortunately, that's not always the case with alternative practitioners. There are licensing requirements for certain specialists, like acupuncturists and massage therapists. Homeopathy is one that I just can't wrap my head around. I've heard about it so many times, but it makes no sense to me.
Oh yes, those little needles work magic. Acupuncture works. I work hard and a lot of my work is mental. Sometimes I get extremely tired. So I had a long-lasting problem. I got terrible headaches after work all the time. I have seen a doctor for years about my persistent headaches, but conventional medicine couldn't completely cure. So I've had acupuncture for migraines. It worked wonders! I have a Western bias. I don't get into all the energy stuff when discussing acupuncture. I believe it works. But I believe it has to do with real biological processes that are set in motion by the needles on pressure points. So I'm not into the mystical side of things so much, if that makes sense. And acupuncture also helped my friend to lose weight. You just need to find an acupuncturist that best suits your needs. If you have to trust your practitioner, and the result will be more positive.
Yes. Of course, plants have great power. I'm a certified herbalist, and I'm sure that we should try to bring plants back into our life as a part of a lifestyle and not limit it to the medical system. Not just wait to use them until you need them for medical reasons, but using them as a part of your preventive lifestyle along with healthy foods. But as a natural health practitioner, I realize that there isn't just one best way of anything. Each person and their body is different from another, and their needs are different. Some people respond better to herbal methods, some to homeopathy, some to flower essences or essential oils.